previously on Grace in Space.
I'm alone on my phone for these things. Are those things which are urgent, but they're not important. They just come up. Yeah, and if you find something interesting about this thing, this box where things are urgent and not important, is that every other time we have failed at this area. Yo, what's up everybody, my name is Kevin, K-I-P-N-G-E-N-O, and welcome to a new episode. This is episode number 22. God is good, God is awesome, God is great, and he's been guiding us and helping us. This is the show's Grace in Space. My name is Kevin Kipiano, or K-I-P-N-G-E-N-O. I hope you're loving this. I hope you have been inspired. I hope you've been enlightened. My prayer that every day you come here, you go back home with something really great, something really informative, something that will really build you up, something that will help you, and something that will be beneficial to you as well. Thank you for being part of the journey. Let me shout out everybody who's been here with me since the start of this show, from Grace in Space episode number 1 to episode number 22. It's not easy. Those are 22 episodes you have to go through, and I'm so grateful. And as well, I want to shout out everybody who's been listening to me through whatever platform that you have been tuning in to this, whether it be Instagram, whether it's Spotify, whether it's Apple Podcast, whether it's Google Podcast, whether it's the Breaker, Radio Public, whatever platform. I just want to say a big thank you. You guys are really amazing. You guys are awesome. You guys are dope. And I just want to do a humble request. You know that humble request? Please share this podcast so that everywhere where you're listening to this podcast from, share this on your favorite social media. Please, for this helps us to grow. We are doing absolutely amazing, and we can do even better because of your support, because of your love, because of your great supportness. And I have a big thank you for you. Our reward is that when we grow, you grow as well. Yes, and today is a lovely day. It's sunny right now. It was cloudy in the morning. I recorded the first bit of this episode earlier in the morning. It was cloudy and gloomy. Even me, I was gloomy. I just listened to it and I was like, this ain't gonna make it to the podcast. It was depressing. It was hard. I've been dealing with school and it's very hard. Honestly, I feel like taking a break. I feel like everything is happening at the same time and it's just hitting me from every other side, and I don't want to be stressing again. Yeah, it's catching up is very hard because I left school in March, and right now people have moved on and they're just moving on swiftly. Me over here, I'm just stressing out because catching up isn't the easiest thing. So I just feel like taking a break and hitting the pause button and be like, okay, I think this is enough. This is what I can handle. And I don't know. This could be a new opportunity, a new time for something beautiful, something awesome, something lovely to grow up. That I think it's growing up already. Something that is lovely and lively. Please pray for me. I was having a hard time praying today in the morning. I couldn't concentrate. Even yesterday night when I was going to bed, I couldn't pray. Not that I couldn't pray, but you see, the normal way I close my eyes and, you know, talk to God in a nice way. Hey, this time I was so distressed. I was so depressed. I mean, I was stressed up. I was, oh God, just God knows. But right now in the morning, I'm lively. I want to shout out to Andre. Yes, thank you for lighting up our morning. Yeah, and you're the best. So right now we are editing. I'm editing right now as I'm recording this podcast, and I thought just how about a record as I edit as well. So I want to give you a big thank you and just to inform you that I'm just keeping on, and thank you so very much. I can't say nothing apart from that. So last time, you remember, we had a conversation on time, and we've been continuing on time on these four boxes where we have the things that are really important and urgent ones. Then we have those things that are important but not urgent. Then we talked about as well those things which are urgent and not important, and I think that's where we left our conversation at. So today we are just completing the episode on this part where the things that we have are urgent. No, they're not urgent and they're not important. So today we open up this box and then we complete our discussion. Tomorrow as well, look forward. Okay, tomorrow is Saturday, so we'll be doing a review of the week. But on Monday, God willing, please look forward to a new interesting conversation that I have on, what do I call it? I had this conversation yesterday. Planning. Yes, because I found out that I suck at this, and the reason why I'm feeling down about school is because Your boy ain't planned nothing yet. Yeah, your boy is just over there. Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to having this conversation, and I think this conversation will as well tie up with what we have on time, because it will build up something really nice, something really solid, like to solidify after time. Now what next? Yeah, and we talk about as well starting new habits, and yeah, we're just being orderly. And I give you my story as well. I recorded this episode yesterday, and I'm looking forward to having you listen it on Monday. So tomorrow we'll do a review and tell you all about the ups and downs of the week. By the way, you can do something else. I know I'm speaking a lot right now. You can do something else. Please, please, please leave a review for this podcast. If you have a comment, a suggestion, a complaint, please do so in the comments, or you can message me directly, or in whatever way, please do that. Other than that, let's get on the show so that I don't waste a lot of your time, because your time is precious. My name is Kevin, KIPNGNO, and let's finish the conversation on time. Love y'all. Are you enjoying this free podcast? Do you want to advertise through this platform? Send me a mail at kevinkipngeno@outlook.com. That is kevinkipngeno@outlook.com. Now back to our show. Currently, I talked about everyone trying to be productive, everyone trying to use the 24 hours that they've been given to the uttermost, and we are currently in a place where competition is lively, and it's a good thing that we have this thing where we a healthy in a healthy way compare how we are doing with other people, so that we can know that this is our target. Or even if you're not competing with other people, you are competing with your own self, knowing that this is your target and how far or how close are you with your target. So to be able to as well to be productive and everything, you really have to be focused. You really have to pay. You have, if your goal is to have a car, or if your goal is to, own a house and everything, you really have to be focused on at what you do. And at this time and age where we live in, where we are trying to be very productive, is also the time where there are distractions which are trying to be very productive in their own way. This is what I mean. The apps, the companies, they are trying to be productive by spend or taking most of your time. When you spend a lot of time on a place like Facebook, or a place like Instagram, or a place like TikTok, they earn revenue by you spending your time over there. So right now they are trying to gain using your time. So everything that they try to do is capture your attention. And I found this to be a lot more interesting. And when I'm charging my phone, I normally flip it to face downwards. The reason why I flip it to face downwards is because I have this pulse notification light. I don't know if you know what a pulse notification light is. It may be a tech word, but it's something so simple. It's that light on top of your phone which beeps on and off when you have a notification. So the thing I normally do is I turn it upside down, because every time I look at my phone and that thing is going on and off, going on and off, it's normally like it gives me like some anxiety, and I'm like, who's text me, who's. And the reason why I have anxiety as well isn't just because of who could have texted me, no, or what could be the message be, or it's because the reason I have an anxiety as well is because I feel like I have to reply to it immediately. It's these things which are really urgent, but they are not important, and they are, if you don't watch out, they are in a way very destructive. I think you need to watch this film called The Social Dilemma. I've slept twice watching this film. I think I'm in dilemma. Okay, I've slept twice watching this film. I was trying to watch it, but I've slept twice. So, man, I'm trying my best to really be able to watch this. But they really have very, they talk about the key issues, or how this, the social media platforms have been designed to really take your time and capture your attention. They have something new every single time, and if you don't watch out, you won't be productive. The tech companies will be winning because they are taking your time, but you won't be winning because you're losing your time. Get it? Yes. So that's those things which are urgent and not important. And then there's one last box as well, because we mentioned that there are, if you've Googled time management, you've probably seen this box where it has this, it's been divided into four squares, where there's these things which is urgent and very important, that these things which are important and not urgent, and what we just talked about is the things which are urgent and not important, and then lastly but not least, we have those things which are not urgent and not important. An example of this thing is spending your time or watching film or, you know, going on watching movies. What is that thing which is not urgent and it's not important? Okay, for me, what's that thing which is not urgent and not important? Like playing games on my phone. I don't play games, so it's not important, it's not urgent. I don't mind it. And I think we don't have a problem in these places. Okay, there are people as well who love movies. And I always wanted to be like a movie guy, a person who loves movies, but interest Aiko. But I have like a selection of movies which I really enjoy. If you have any documentaries, if you have any like shows which are educative, I end up loving them. I've loved this show, The Last Dance by Michael Jordan. Yeah, Michael Jordan. So The Last Dance, it's one I've really enjoyed. Which other one have I enjoyed? The Platform, I've enjoyed The Platform. Which other one have I enjoyed? Let me look at the movies which I've enjoyed. This is the category of not urgent and not important. And what we've listed over here is that these things are those things which they don't demand your attention, and they don't demand as well. If you do it or don't, it's still okay. It's that thing which you do. It's like watching TV, actually. Or what other example? By the way, write in the comments if you're on Instagram. Those things which are important, not urgent, and you know, those things which fill up that space, so that we can have a lively discussion as well. I think we've discussed this at length, and you have been able to see how this has been, and now that you have this picture of these four places, I think you're better equipped even as you go through your day, as you plan, as you organize your stuff. Have a time audit, please have a time audit as well, so that you can compare with the day planner, and then you see how good you've performed or how poorly you've performed with doing certain tasks and being able to manage your time. Because at the end of the day, you want to be very productive, and as well, you need to keep that time checked. Yes? Yeah, so allow me to end this podcast over here. My name is Kevin, KIPNGENO. I hope you've been informed and enlightened. I pray for a wonderful week and day that you are having, and I pray that may you succeed in everything that you do. Now, salute. I'll catch you next time as well, and more interesting topics. Love y'all. Peace.